You know, we've been spending a lot of time on various topics related to mitzvahs, sichas kavana, einos sichas kavana. I mentioned this in the past, that oftentimes in the yeshiva we learn lamdus, which is all great, and I love lamdus, but it's also important to learn halacha l'maisa. So after you learn a sugya, it's important to know what do we do halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin, and so some guidelines in this regard. So the Gemara at the end of this long sugya has a very short line that Rabbi Zeira tells his assistant, "Echavein v'takilei," that to have kavan. Rashi says, "Tiskavein litko b'shmi, lotziyani yidei chavasi." Have me in mind when you blow the shofar, and we can conclude from here that by kavan, mitzos, tzrichos, kavan. And as you all saw, you know this is a great example of just seeing how halacha l'maaseh, how it evolves from the Gemara to the Rishonim. I'll tell you the way that it really should be learned. When a person learns halacha l'maaseh, this is the way I sent you, is really the way one should be going in terms of just the order of svarim. So now after you've learned the Gemara here, so then the riff is the next thing to learn. The riff, what I imagine you know by now, he kind of cuts out all the gatas, all the shakvataris, and just brings down halacha l'maaseh, how we paskin. So the riff records this discussion. And he quotes Rabbi Zeira. This din Rabbi Zeira, Alma, Kesaver, Mashma, Nami by Kavana. You need Kavana. That's how the Rif seemingly paskins. After learning the Rif, it's Kedai to learn the Rush. The Rush, but what he does, I had always thought this when I learned this way. It was confirmed, I don't remember by whom, but the Rush, when he quotes the Gemara, he's not quoting the Gemara, he's quoting the Rif's Gemara. Right? Whatever the Rif has, the Rush is really a commentary on the riff, and even though he's on the side of the page and doesn't always ask questions and answers on the riff and the Baal Mor and so on, so it's kedai to look at the Rush afterwards. And the Rush, he quotes the position of the riff, and he notes that the riff doesn't quote the position of Rabbah, he only quotes Rabbi Zeira. So it seems clear that the riff holds that mitzvah tzrichas kavana like Rabbi Zeira. And even though we know we have a number of rules of klalei piskei halacha, he says, even though many hold that mitzvos einot tzrichos kavana, we paskin like Rabbi Zeira nonetheless. Why do we paskin like Rabbi Zeira? So there's so many different, it's hard to know which of the klali halacha we paskin like. And so there's, here we have halacha kibasra, the latest one. So maybe you should paskin like Rabbi Zeira, he came last in the Gemara. But there's another Gemara in Nepsachim that the Rush quotes, and Rabbi Yossi there paskined that you need kavana. So therefore Rabbi Yossi Nimokimo, he's a Nimuki Yosef, that's where he gets his name from. Rabbi Yossi Nimokimo, he's deep, he's profound and understands the depth of halacha. And therefore he paskins like Rabbi Yossi, Techein Pasuk, Bal Halachos Gedolos, that you need to have kavana. So then the Rush, you know, the Hagos Hashri quotes a different position. He quotes from the Psak of, he paskins like Rabba, Mitzos, Lo Boy Kavana, you don't need it at all. And Rabbi Zeira is simply Das Yachid, so there's a Yachid Ram, Malacha Kirabim, so we could negate the position of Rabbi Zeira. And he quotes an interesting Gemara we had a discussion before about with Adam and Yitzhak Mordechai about Nida Shenen, so she fell into the mikvah, and even though she had no kavana, she's Tahor. So there's so many different Gemaras. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana is a huge, huge topic. So then you have the Rush, the Rif, then it's Kedai to look at the Baal Mor. The Mechemes Hashem, the Ramban, is perhaps the hardest sefer and Rishon that we have. He's very hard to learn, very hard. He's oftentimes verbose and quotes rise, doesn't like fully complete the sentences. It's not a knock on his writing. It's just a very hard sefer to learn. So I didn't put it as a to learn. If you want to take your time, read through it, Ein Hachanami, go ahead and call Kavo to go learn the Ramban, but it's very, very difficult. So then the Baal Mor weighs in and he paskins. The Baal Mor says that he holds like Rava, that lo by kavana, you don't need kavana, and he doesn't pass like Rabbi Zeira. And he goes so far to say that it's even possible Rabbi Zeira holds like the position of Rava, that you don't need kavana. What he is telling his attendant to do is not to have kavana, l'shem mitzvah, but just have in mind you're blowing a shofar as opposed to just making sound. So he thinks everyone might hold lo by kavana. It's not even a machlokas. And then the Raja brings a ride from Rashi. Rashi thinks you do need kavana, because he understands the sugya of Rabbi Zeira to be talking about that taki li lo tziyani yidei chavasi. So this is the big machlokas we've shown him. Some say yes, some say no. Now the Rambam Shita is interesting. The Rambam holds in one place, Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, that you have to have kavana, achis kavin, shomea, umashmir. Both positions need to have kavana. The Baal Tekeya and the Shemea need to have kavana. However, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah with respect to matzah, achilas matzah below kavana, achil matzah below kavana, yatzah dechavasa, so you don't need kavana. So there's a steer in the Rambam, whether or not you need kavana in general or not. So what's the answer, guys? How do you reconcile the two answers? You saw one, the other one I couldn't find the exact text. What was the answer you saw to reconcile the Rambam? Hana, yeah, so normally he holds bai kavana, mitzos tzrichos kavana, and even matzah tzricha kavana, except that you're able to accomplish that through achila shekei nana. Through the hana, you're able to accomplish kavana. Rav Avram ben Harambam, the Rambam's son. So one of my rabbeim, Rav Rosenzweig, he oftentimes says that Rav Avram ben Harambam was a Talmid Chacham, but he never understood his father's shita. He always said like the opposite of everyone else. Every time he's quoted, like the Kesem Mishra quotes him, and he argues on the... So you have sometimes that the children of great Gadol may not have fully understood their father themselves. So there's a famous one about Kesef Kedushin being the Raisa, Medivrei Sofim. Rav Avraham Rambam weighs in, the Kesem Mishra argues on him. So we have his position a few times, and this seemingly would be another example where he weighs in, but it doesn't seem to be the approach of the Rambam. Rav Avraham Rambam says the opposite. What would the opposite be? That really, right, you don't need kavana. So you don't need kavana, so the Rambam writes in Hilchos Matzah that you don't need kavana. That's how we paskin. So what's unique about the shofar? Why does shofar, the Rambam, clearly say, Achis kavin shemeo umashmiya? It's a hona, but then, so how come you need kavana, though?
Two parties?
He doesn't say that. Interesting. Maybe two parties could help each other. Zichron says, Zichron true, excellent. Where'd you see that? Excellent. The Gemara. So he says, Zichron excellent. Zichron true, it could be that have mean the Gemara from before. The passing like that have mean we had Zichron true. You have to have a Zichron, a remember, to Kavana, a special Kavana one needs for shofar. So normally, mitzvos einot tzichas Kavana, but something unique by shofar, you need to have a Zichron true. You need Kavana dafka there. But the Ran thinks the opposite. Really, you do need Kavana always. It's that matzah is an exception because shekei nehena. So that's the Rambam shita. So how do we paskin halacha l'maaseh? So I imagine you're familiar. If not, it's a worthwhile hakdama to read of the Beis Yosef. Yosef Cairo, he writes in the hakdama that he paskins when he figured out how to paskin. How does he know how to paskin? There's so many, he showed him so many gemaras. So the Beis Yosef did something very simple. He said he took the three greatest gedolim, the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam. Now the Rif and Rush were both, Rif and the Rambam rather were both Svardim. That's why it's the Svardi Psak. The Rush was Ashkenaz. Now he moved. He had to run away. He didn't get into trouble, but because of oftentimes, unfortunately, he had to run away. He had to run to Svard, to Spain, even though he grew up in Ashkenaz in Germany, but he ended up, that was like the first time the Svard and Ashkenaz world collided with the Rush moving to Svard. But the Beis Yosef writes in his Hagdama, again, it's a very short Hagdama, I suggest you read it, that he always picked, oftentimes, he picked when two of the three were paskin one way, if the Rush and the Rambam went against the Rif, or two, whatever, picked two of the three, he paskin like the majority. That was his main compass for paskining, but it's not always true. He does quote other Rishonim all the time, but just that was his general guideline that he used. So you have to figure out the Rif and the Rush and the Rambam. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin halacha l'maaseh? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Samach. He says, "Yesh omrim she'ein mitzvos tzrichas kavana." Some hold, as we saw, you don't need kavana to perform mitzvos. And there are those who hold, "Yesh omrim she'tzrichas kavana lates basiyas also mitzvah." So he doesn't really tell us there, but then he says, "V'chein halacha," like the second opinion, that mitzvos tzrichas kavana. You need to have kavana before performing a mitzvah. So we have to figure out what does kavana mean. Do you have to say it? Do you have to think of it? What is the kavana one should have? Is this true of all mitzvahs? So the Magen Avraham makes a distinction between mitzvahs deraisa and mitzvahs midirabanan. That when we paskin that you need a tzvichas kavana, it's only legabe mitzvahs midiraisa. But a mitzvah, it's only midirabanan, he paskin that one does not need kavana. This is challenged by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't believe that this is true according to all opinions. And he quotes from the Gra and others that there is no such distinction, that you have to have kavana for both. mitzvahs deraisa and mitzvahs midrabanan. Everybody agrees lechatchila, you should have kavanah. There's no question lechatchila you should have kavanah. It's only a question, but the other, whether you have to be chozer and repeat it again. So according to the way Shulchan Aruch passing, let's work with what everyone agrees to. The chachilu you should have in mind, I was telling some of the guys before, what that means to have kavana, that you're being yotzi the mitzvah. So if you're going to be motzi someone else, you should really articulate, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchas Kiddush, if you're being motzi someone, you should say, I am having you in mind to be motzi you. It's good to articulate that, make sure that's clear, that you're paying attention, and that they're paying attention. That's lichatchila. That's why we say before the brachas of shofar, we make these announcements, to have kavanah to be yotze with the bracha, with the baal tokeah, be yotze mitzvah deraisa of tkiyah shofar, say not to speak at all from the beginning until the end, not to say baruch shemo during the bracha of tkiyah shofar. If you have your kids talking, get them out. So all these announcements we make, so we make sure you have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa of shofar. We do the same thing for Megillah, have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of Megillah, and have the mind to bracha, so on. So it's best to articulate always. But the question really becomes, b'di'eved, what if a person had not had kavanah? What's the din? So there's a big machlokes here between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. If you did not have kavanah on the mitzvah midrabanan, do you have to go back and do the mitzvah again? The Magen Avraham says no. Unless it's a deraisa, you don't have to go back and do it again. And the Gra seemed to pass that by a derabanan, you would also have to go back and do it again. Now, in the opinion of the Magen Avraham, that says only by midiraisas, so then you have to figure out what's the mitzvah deraisa. And what about brachos? So the Mishnah Berurah states clearly that we know brachos, aside from one, maybe two, we'll get to in just a second, when it comes to brachos, brachos are only midirbanan. So even though you might have to go back and hear the shofar a second time, shake the lulav a second time because you did not have kavana, you would not recite the bracha again because safek brachos lechumra, safek brachos ala lekula, and therefore, since it's a machlokas, whether you have to go back anyways, right? Do I have to go back mitzvah tzrichas kavana or not? So Shulchan Aruch doesn't say tzrichas kavana, he says the machlokas. We have to make a decision, so we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but still acknowledge as a machlokas. So there's nothing to be lost by doing the lulav a second time, by blowing a shofar a second time. But to go back and say a bracha in a case of a machlokas, that's a big shaila. See, again, if the mechaber was so absolute, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that means the mitzvah was worthless, and you would have to say a bracha again and do the mitzvah again. But once it's positioned as, it's a machlokas, but we're leaning towards this direction, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you didn't have kavana, don't say the bracha, because there is still an element of a suffix. Now, I think Rav Asher Weiss writes in Klali HaPinsos, you have to look there again, I forgot to bring it. He might say that he thinks the mechaber is absolute, the mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Now, I don't know what he says about the bracha, though. But within the world of the Mishnah Berurah, which is how we assume, you should not say the bracha again in this situation, even on a mitzvah deraisa, with the exception of benching, which according to all opinions is a bracha midiraisa, last week's parsha v'chalta, v'sevata, uverachta, and a discussion about, what's the other one that they discuss, whether it's a mitzvah deraisa, bracha deraisa? Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, many hold it's deraisa, some hold it's a midirbanan, so that would be subject to a debate. The Mishnah Berurah actually there, and let's look it up, he talks about what to do, Lamaisa. It is, I think, according here on the side. Somewhere, 1 second. He quotes this, Mem Zayin, it's in Mem Zayin, Sif Katan Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shakas Ari about this discussion of Birchas HaTorah being Midiraisa or not. And he says, since it's deraisa in this topic, if a person said the bracha, you should go back and say the bracha again. But since it's only a suffix, you should only say the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu, which is the best of the brachas. And he quotes other discussions as well, that maybe you should say all three. But that's part of the discussion, or maybe have in mind Avarabba. So that's by a suffix. By mitzvah tzichas kavana, if you didn't have kavana, it's also a suffix, we said. A suffix had a paskin. So seemingly, if you have to say Birchas HaTorah again because you didn't have kavana, so you should only say the first bracha of Asher Bracha Banu. Now, I don't know anyone here for Shabbos? Yosef was here for Shabbos, maybe, right? Anyone here? Yeah, he's right. So I'm going to repeat something I said for the guys who are not here, just Lagabe, the Brichas Torah piece here, about, maybe at the end, I'll wait for the end to say it. This piece remind me, okay? You're good to remind me. Okay, excellent. At the end, I'll say the Brichas Torah story, but I forgot once about one story of Pam, and you remind me at the end to say it. So I'm reminding, yeah. So Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa, according to most opinions. Some hold it's derabanan, but since it's a level of a suffix, so then we say the first bracha, Shebrach Rabanu, is the one a person should say in the case of a suffix. So that same discussion seemingly would apply to if one did not have kavana by Birchas HaTorah. Now, there's a very interesting discussion that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Shemir Shabbos, a quote here in the Dirshu, a very fascinating case, that a person, you know, he smells b'samim, Matzah Shabbos in Shul. It says a bracha b'samim. Many shuls have, the custom for the chazan to say Abdallah. So he says b'samim, and he says he smells it, but he doesn't have kavana to be yotzei. So now he goes home, and he says b'samim for his family. Now the problem is, as Shlomo Zalman says, if we paskin by mitzvahs midirbanan, that you don't need kavana, so you're still yotzei the mitzvah anyways without kavana. So now he's yotzei. How is he able to go home and be motzi his family? That's the shaila Shlomo Zalman raises. So I don't really get that. Why don't I get that? What's the question on that,
shaila? Kiddush a million times for a family.
So kiddush is different, a little bit different. We're going to get there. That's the next. You'll get very good about arvus. We're going to get to that piece about that. It's excellent. It's a great point. But let's leave that aside for now. We'll try to bring back tomorrow. But the basic answer is it's only true when there's a mitzvah, not when the birchas hanen. So we have to figure out bread and kiddush, but it's a great point. They're trying to ignore that piece for now, at least.
How can you not be
yotzei
the first time it's
birchas hanenin?
It's
birchas hanenin, right?
First time.
So it's not
yotzei. Then it's a bracha levatala if no one's. He can't be most the other people in the birchas hanenin if he's not being yotzei.
Correct. So it's a birchas hanenin. So Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently, I need to look this up myself, apparently thinks it's also birchas mitzvah because it's in the context of Havdalah. But my shaila was, even if you hold mitzvahs midrabanan, you don't need kavana to be yotzei. You have kavana not to be yotzei. I would assume everyone would agree you would avoid from being yotzei. So he's saying that b'samim bracha to be for birchas hanenin in order to smell it, but not to fulfill the mitzvah, the obligation of havdalah. So then he goes home later to say it over havdalah. That's what I would imagine. But again, maybe I'll look up the Shemir Shabbos later. I just saw this before, so I'm not entirely sure what to do with that Shemir Shabbos. Either way, halach l'maaseh, this is how we paskin by mitzvah sichas kavana lechachila. You should always have in mind, b'diavad, if you didn't buy the raisa, you must repeat the mitzvah, but not with the bracha. By d'rabanan, the practice is not, you don't have to repeat it. You certainly can if you want, there's nothing to be lost, and there's less some challenges there, but that's how we paskin halach l'maaseh.
Isn't that question only a question from the Magen
Yeah, for the Gra, for Bidirbanans, you have to go back, exact. For the Gra, you have to repeat even Dirbanans as well. Only for the Magen Avraham would you not have to go back by Dirbanans. It seems that, I didn't finish the Mishnah Berurah after quoting the Gra. He ends up saying that there's certain mitzvahs we do that's understood by your actions. The mice themselves, it makes it clear. We didn't talk about Stam Kavana. Mishnah Berurah says Stam Kavana of a person is for a mitzvah, especially when the mitzvah is clear that you're doing an actual mitzvah. So he says, "Hey, chashem muchach lefiyah inyan shasiyasa kedei lases." If it's clear from the context that you're doing a mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah, afal pishul kivim befirsh, even though you didn't have any explicit kavana, you're yotzei to the mitzvah. But stam, a guy just blowing the shofar without having any kavana, that a guy would not be yotzei either. Okay, now let's talk about two other areas now of kavana. That kavana come up. There's a Bach. It's a Bach. Much of you know the Bach. We had a chance to see the Bach yet, but there's a Bach in Hilchos Tefillin. The Bach is commenting on a language of the Torah, where the Torah writes that when putting on by Talis, v'yichaven b'satvo, we have kavana to put on the Talis to wrap it around. Asks the Bach, we know there's a din in general mitzvot tzichas kavana. Why is he adding a new emphasis by Talis in particular? And the Bach says he does this as well in Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Sukkah. These are three areas where there's a special added element of kavana. What does that mean, added element of kavana? So we know in general when a person does a mitzvah, you don't have to know why you do a mitzvah. We do it because Hashem told me to do a mitzvah. I don't have to, shake lulav because it reminds me of, because the hadassim and the rebels represent this part of the body or that tzaddik or that rasha. I'm doing it to send away the ruchos, the ra, the Gemara says. I do it because Hashem told me to do it. I don't need to know any reasons why. Mitzvah to kill Amalek because Hashem told me to. Why? Because they tried wiping us out? No, I just do the mitzvah of Mechiras Amalek. Zechiras Amalek. I don't need to know why per se. But these three mitzvahs are unique, says the Bach. By tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, it says the word lema'an in the pasuk. Lema'an is in order that you should understand. By tzitzis, it says lema'an tizkru, that you should remember the 613 mitzvahs. So you have to have that in mind, not just to be yotzei a mitzvah, but I'm being mechavin of the mitzvah tzitzis, because it reminds me of all the mitzvahs. It says by tefillin, v'yilcha os lema'an tia tios Hashem b'ficha, so that I have the words of Hashem in the Torah in my mouth, Hashem took us out. That tefillin reminds us that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. I have to have that in mind. An added kavanah, not just a mitzvah, but the reason behind the mitzvah. And thirdly, by sukkah, the man yedu doros seichem, to know that Hashem took us out for generation. Ki yoshafti besukos, he's placed us in sukkos. Now, there's an extra wrinkle with regards to sukkah, though, because it's a machlokas, how to understand why we sit in sukkah. We saw this the other day. Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yoshua, I think it is. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel it is. Usually they are the Bar Pluktas, but here I don't think it's Rabbi Eliezer, maybe. Is it? Anyone remember? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva. Machlokas here, it's different midrashim. Who says which way, though? It's a little confusing, different midrashim. But some say Sukkos Mamish, some say Anani Akavah. So you have to have both those in mind when you sit in the Sukkah. This is all Lichatchila. So this is an added element of Kavanah. Now, when the Mishnah Berurah record this in Simon Ches, this din of the Bach, he just points out that kol zeh lechadchila kidei lekayim hamitzvah b'shleimu. So that's the ideal way to do this. Arab b'di'eved af im lo kiven mechalelu, even without it, rak lekayim hamitzvah, I'll say you're yotzei. So in my sukkah, I try to remember, I can't say I have every single year, every single time, but I try to say there's a special mitzvah of sukkah, we should have in mind the leishiv of sukkah, not only to be yotzei the mitzvah, but to remind us of Anani HaKavod and Sukkos Mamash, that's certainly ideal. There is one other area that an added element of Kavanah, it could be more that I don't know, but that comes to mind at least, that an added element of Kavanah is prescribed. And that's based on the Mishnah in the end of Maseches Pesachim with regards to Leil Seder. We all know the statement that we say in the Haggadah, Rabbi Gamliel, Haya Omer Kol Shelo Omer Shlosha Devarim Elu Pesach Lo Yatzadei Chavasa Elu En Pesach Mata Umara Pesach Al Shema Shepasach Al Malkum and so on. Mara Al Shema Pesach Mata Al Shema. We need to know the reasons. And if you don't say these reasons, you're not Yotzei. Says Rabbi Gamliel. That's more than just simple kavana. And the Tosa says, what's the basis? Bamira he says because. And since it's connected to matzah mara is connected to pesach, it sounds like the pasuk, rather the gemara says, "V'amartem zevach pesachu." The pasuk says you should speak about the zevach pesach. So that's a mitzvah deraisa based on the pasuk to say these words, and we connect matzah mara. So all three are midiraisa according to Tosas. The need to say these. The Pri Chadash says even though Tosa sounds like it's all three deraisa, he thinks it's really an esmach d'bama. It's not really necessary to say these three amiras. Now, anyone know how to understand when Rabbi Gamliel says shelo amar shlosha devarim elu bepesach lo yata? What are you not yotze? Some say you're not yotze sipur yitzis mitzrayim, and other rishonim say. Exactly. You're not Yotzei Matzah without saying this. You're not Yotzei Pesach without saying this. You're not Yotzei Mar without saying this. So if there's a machlokas, which mitzvah are you not Yotzei for not saying these words? But these are added elements that are that should be said on Leil Seder. Now the Ran comes on, saves us a little bit. We all say it anyways. But the Ran says, it doesn't mean that you're not Yotzei Lagamre. He says, Kol Mishelo Amar Shlosha Devarim Elu Pesach Lo Yotzei Dechavasa Keroi. Have a lo yata klal lo kamar. It doesn't say you're not yotze at all. You haven't had the best. It's the same thing. Just like there's an added reason to have tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah. If you don't say it, you're still yotze. You just miss the shleimusa soti as well. It doesn't mean you're not yotze at all. It just means you miss the full picture. Either way, this is, I think, just a quick run-through of the mitzvah of Sichas Kavana. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, we'll pick up on the sugya of Arvus. Arvus is a big, big topic. I'm not sure how we'll navigate through this, but hopefully we'll go slow. And I guess we'll do 2 days, depending whether we go to Bar Park or not. We'll do two or three or maybe more days of Shir, and we'll, Mirtz Hashem, finish the Perek. So I want to talk about that piece that David said about the Birchas Hanenin, and that will be sometime this week. Okay, go ahead, guys.